There's 4 minutes left just in front of the tunnel. Here they come. Germain Larrieux is the first one out, with David Wilder coming out in numerical order. This is how they'll be presented tomorrow. This is marvellous. And we join our colleagues on medium wave frequencies across the county for the presentation of the Division 3 Championship Trophy. Germain Larrieux and David Warren are on the pitch. They're coming out, it seems, in numerical order. On the field, on the podium, it's the 2.5-foot solid silver cup. John Bess Weatherick, number 3. David Frio, number 4. Making the awards, the nationwide media manager Chris Hall, with Richard Masters, the commercial director of the Football League. Gary Link is the league sales and marketing manager, as Graham Coughlin, number 5. And Craig Taylor, who made one substitute appearance this season, comes out as number 6. Former World Cup referee Jack Taylor, now working as an ambassador for Nationwide, the league sponsors, is there as well. Steve David, the former Argyle and Exeter players, alongside me as we see 7 Brian McClinchy and 9 Michael Evans. Steve, players have got to drink every drop of this.
Absolutely, because it might never come around again. And some players get 3 or 4 championships, and other players only get the 1 chance.
Number 10.
To see David take his bandage off for the photograph.
Yes, he has. He had stitches and a head wound at the end of the first half. Ian Stonebridge, number 10. Martin Phillips, number 11, the former Exeter player, of course. And they are keeping this strict numerical formation, which will be held at the council house tomorrow in the parade of the city. And there comes number 12. Steve Adams, number 14, my unsung hero of the season, Lee Hodges.
I thought he was brilliant first half, absolutely fantastic.
Martin Grissom, who was on loan in Ireland for 3 months this season, number 16. Kevin Wills, who's been a fringe player at number 17. Nice to see Martin Gritton getting a say in the promotion celebrations. Jack Taylor shakes his hand, that really is the under the oath. Number 19, a special cheer for Bruno Keith, and number 20, Jason Bent. Both had marvellous games today for Plymouth Argyle. Marino went off injured, but he's looking okay now. Jason Bent had an absolutely scintillating first half. The class of Canadian football, sure we'll see the best of him next season. There's Thurrock, number 21, Joe Broad, number 22. Joe Broad, of course, played in that game at Rushton, which turned the season around for the Pilgrims when trailing at 2-0 coming into half-time. Mickey Evans got that important goal just before the interval that Argyle won 3-2. Here comes number 23, reserve keeper Luke McCormick, 25, injured today but fully kitted out. Neil Heaney, Luke McCormick will love this moment.
Is he playing any games?
And now the coaching staff.
Has Luke played any games?
No, he hasn't. Kevin Summerfield, the assistant manager, and Paul Maxwell, the physiotherapist. Paul Maxwell will have a drop of red wine tonight, I'm sure, in the first of the Sioux Club parties which is being held.
Max has still got his rubber gloves on.
And here he is, Paul Watson with the manager Luggy. Paul Starrock. The two Pauls to a crescendo of boys at home park. Paul Starrock wearing his jacket and slacks this afternoon. He's disregarded the donkey jacket. Paul Watson with a civilised wave. And we have to say that there are about 200 Cheltenham fans that have stayed behind and are on their feet applauding Plymouth Argyle on the field. Well done, those Cheltenham Town fans.
Absolutely.
That's marvellous.
Brilliant.
And congratulations to the Argyle fans. Not one of them came onto the field this afternoon at the end of play. And I think hopefully we should have, as the Trez trophy is presented to Paul Watson, he holds it aloft. We will be talking during extra time to the Argyle manager, Paul Stork. I'm just wondering if they're going to have a word with Luggy on the field through the microphone that's down there. The Argyle players has won, jumping up and down on the podium. Those that have played in 25% of the games will get a championship medal. But those like Luke McCormick, Joe Broad, Kevin Wills that don't qualify for a medal will be given replicas paid for by Plymouth Argyle.